Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Flavors. Sit down. Have a cup of flavor.
Good morning, good morning. Peace and blessings. Welcome to Morning Coffee with Flavor. This is Wednesday, hump day, my day. I get to spend just about an hour with you and just wish you a great day. Let's have some conversation if you want to call in. And, you know, hopefully I can play you some good music to kind of get your day started. I'm rolling out of bed. But you know what? I don't hear so much of a frog that I normally hear in my voice when I do Morning Coffee with Flavor. Maybe I'm a little bit more awake than I thought I was. But if I yawn, please forgive me, because I seriously, you know, pretty much am just rolling out of bed to hang out with you for a little bit. It looks like a dark day again here in Seattle. You know, they teased us with that sunshine, you know, a few days ago, and it's so beautiful here when the sun's out and the sky's blue and all of that. I am so ready for spring. When I talk to people who are living in an area or visiting an area that has sunshine, I'm going to tell you the truth. I'm kind of jealous. I'm kind of jealous. I want some sunshine myself. But anyway, you know, what song can I start the day out with? If you follow me, you know that I really, really believe in prayer. I try to do a prayer meditation every morning and every night. And it's just my way of just kind of cleansing. It's my way of just getting focused, being grateful and thankful for my blessings, you know, processing what it is that I need to make my world work, you know, and even some things that I need to just bring a smile to my face. So I'm going to say, Just Pray by my dear, dear friend G. Wright.
People are hurting, people are searching, without a hope in sight. When you are our guiding light, you've taught us just how to pray. And Father, we need you this day. We fall on our knees to say a prayer. It changes me.
Just pray
for our nation.
Just pray
for salvation.
Just pray
for the
woman, man.
by G. Wright out of Washington, D.C., Baltimore area, from what I understand is where he is now. So I hope you're doing well. I hope your day is starting out where you can smile and feel good about how you go into this day. But you know what? Attitude is everything. So you can always turn it around if you're kind of feeling funky and down. You know, there are ways. You know, if you're like me, I would just pray, you know. But there are ways of just being able to turn your day around and just say, you know what, I'm going to change my attitude about how I'm viewing something or going about this or that, you know, and bring some sunshine into your day. I try to do that. I have to learn to do that sunshine thing here on my own because sometimes we wake up frequently, not sometimes, frequently with either rain or clouds or fog here in the Pacific Northwest, so we need to learn to bring sunshine into our own day. I'm going to take you down to the Bay Area and play a piece by a jazz artist. His name is Brian Copeland, and this is called Love Can Change the World.
Thank you.
All right, that was Brian Copeland with Love Can Change the World. So how are you this morning? If there's anybody that wants to call in and say good morning or have a great thought for the day, the call-in number is 347-857-1189. I want to thank my friends that are hanging out and listening to the show from their phones, from their computers. I'm trying to get Poe to call in from Philadelphia. He's an author that he is the very first book that I read for a review when I became a book reviewer. And I'm like, we've been texting this morning. I'm like, come on, Poe, call in and, say a few things. But anyway, I don't know if he'll do that or not. Thank you to Lost Soul out in the Georgia area for listening to the show this morning, and to some of my other friends that are hanging out on the phone line. Now, if you want to raise your hand, just hit that one button. I'll bring you in. I know it's a little early, huh? It is. I hear that frog coming back in my voice. You know what? I'm going to go ahead and jump into this track because I think I really need to make me some coffee. This is Black Coffee by a local trio called Jose Juicy Gonzalez Trio. Again, Black Coffee.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. Walk the floor, watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love, hand me down. Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock four. Lord, how slow the moments go. All I want to do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my eye, I'm hanging out on a Monday, this Sunday dream gone. Come around. baby? Have you seen my baby?
Gonzalez Trio with Black Coffee. I can't drink black coffee. I'm sorry. You know, when I built Flavor Coffee House in 2003, I fell in love with coffee. I did. But I think for me it was more the experience versus the taste, except I can make some really good coffee. I really can. People have been talking to me about reopening Flavor. You just never know. And sometimes, strangely enough, sometimes I really miss being a barista. And making the coffee and the aroma of it and all of that, you know. But here at home, we just do the drip coffee, you know. But I have to have that French vanilla crema in it. I cannot do the black coffee. But, you know, hey, Jose Juicy Gonzalez, you can do black coffee. More power to you, my friend. There's some amazing talents here in the Pacific Northwest, some amazing talents. And I have to say, I'm not a big fan of Macklemore's. I'm not, just because... I just don't like the style of hip hop that he does. I call it gimmick hip hop versus I like something more conscious that has life experience in it. Yet I recognize the purpose of commercial hip hop, which can be fun. So I recognize what Macklemore is doing. But what I'm so proud of is Owara Runga, who is the trumpeter who's been touring with Macklemore right now. He is also the trumpeter for Black Stax, my group. It's just so exciting seeing him out there and knowing that he's having these great opportunities being on the road with Macklemore. They were on Saturday Night Live this past Saturday. They've been on Ellen DeGeneres. And he's just having some great opportunities. And I was really proud, too, on Saturday Night Live. They had the horn section for Garfield High School, and that's the school I went to back in the day. So exciting things are taking place for the artists out here in the Pacific Northwest. I'm really proud to have the opportunity to share many of them, you know, with you here on Flavor News Radio. But this is Morning Coffee with Flavor. This is kind of about, you know, hopefully giving you an opportunity to just come and just chill before you start your day for about an hour. Maybe hear something that sparks you, you know, to just kind of think differently and how you can go about your day and feel good. You know, I hope this is a feel good show for you. I hope that you understand that you matter, that you have all the power within you, you know, to change your life around in the simple sense of just changing how you approach it, how you view it, how you receive it. We have that power. So many times we turn that power over to others. And I think that we need to be a little bit more responsible for how we go about our days. We have a choice of who we let affect our lives. We really do. We have a choice in who we surround ourselves with. And so we need to own up to that, right? You know, my days are busy here at the coffee shop, my virtual coffee shop, right? You hear cats fighting in the background, grandchildren and daughter headed out the door. We got produce delivered to the door. We're receiving, we're trying this thing out and seeing how it's going to work where we get organic vegetables and fruits delivered to the door. And I am kind of digging it. I really am. Great flavor and fresh, you know, very fresh. And, yeah, it's nice to have some fresh produce, you know, delivered to me. And then I can figure out what to fix around it. My son says I'm getting pretty good at fixing some yummy, healthy dishes. So there's nothing better than to cook for a man who tells you that your cooking is good. And I remember when I used to take care of my grandson, Sean, and he would say, Grandma, this is so good. And now that I cook for my dad and my son, Michael, you know, when they tell me that it's good, I don't know, it just feels different than my daughters. And I think, honestly, I don't think my daughters are as expressive, you know, around my cooking as my daddy and my son. So, you know, yeah, try to incorporate some fresh vegetables and fruit into your diets every day. Trust and believe, and drink water. You'll feel better. You will. You'll cleanse your body. You'll wash all that crap out that you put in, and you know, be a little bit more conscious of what you fuel your body with. It will make a difference. It will. I'll go into my feelings around that another time. I probably should scroll down my list and see what other track that I can play for you. Okay, let's go past the jazz section. I did a little better. I worked on my music board because I had tracks just kind of not scattered. It was, I had it sectioned out differently, and it made sense at the time when I uploaded the music. But now I was just kind of thinking I need to do something a little bit more different. This young man is an artist that we're probably going to be doing some work with this coming year. We're working out the details. And when that's worked out, I'll let you know. But this is Royce Lovett. He is out of Jacksonville, Florida. And this is called Hero Song.
Myself alone. become smart with clean hands and a flow that's high. A passion that never stops. Open up your eyes.
The sun, open your eyes. For you are the one who frees the blind. A hero has a heart and a song to carry on. Yeah. She said, sun, open your eyes. For you are the one who frees the blind. A hero has a heart and a song to carry on.
Out of Jacksonville, Florida. I think he's an amazing talent. And I'm excited about getting to know him, to watch his journey. He jumped out this year for the 30-day tour, just going from place to place where he could, you know, just get people, excuse me, familiar with who he is and his voice and his style. He is a singer-songwriter. He is an acoustic guitar player and rapper, and that's something you don't see, you know. And so I think he's kind of honed his own little niche, you know, in the scene. And so I'd love to just see him just really step out and blossom and be able to, you know, be recognized. One of the reasons why I do what I do here on Flava News Radio and through Flava News and online and behind the scenes and all that is because I love artists. I believe in them. I recognize that I cannot support all. I recognize that I don't appreciate all the talents out there because it's not my taste. And that's okay that I don't like it. You know, that was something really uncomfortable for me before to say I didn't like something because I do recognize the fact that it takes a lot for somebody to step up and create. When I create something, you know, which is rare, you know, and for me to step out and share it, it's kind of a scary feeling, you know. And so I recognize when somebody creates something that it's a part of them. It's a part of their soul. But I also now understand it's really okay for me to say it's not my cup of tea, you know, because I, you know, we all have our specific tastes. So if you know me, you know I love leopard print. But you know what? Not every single thing out there that's leopard print is something that I really, really like. So anyway, I had to throw that in, right? I have to give a shout out to my East Coast people. I love my East Coast people. I have probably learned the most from my connections out there. I think there's a different style of doing business. I think there's just a different approach. And the people that I'm connecting with and are connected to and have been for a few years now on the East Coast, they're very serious about what they do. It's not a joke. They study, they research, and they sincerely share information. That's an interesting thing to me. But I have to shout out to Miles Anthony of Righteous Music Media. I call him my mentor. He's been around in my life since 2009. He works with some amazing talents, Darian Dean and Margot B. And shout out to Hassan Brown of Puzzle Marketing and Media. I value that. And you know, the strange thing is those two grew up together. I didn't even realize that Miles and Hassan, you know, knew each other like that. You know, they came into my life separately from separate states, separate artists and all of that. But they are some amazing men that I value who have supported me from the very beginning and, you know, helped educate me. I shout out to Richard Johnson and David Scoville with Soul Factory out there in New Jersey, New York area. Shout out to George Littlejohn from Purpose Music, Purpose Vault. Amazing, amazing people. And if you are in the New York area, you have to check out. You have to go to Soul Factory at the Drome. It is the last Saturday of every month. Talk about some amazing R&B soul talents that hit that stage. This is, you know, just watching it from afar on Gander TV has taught me how a showcase should go down. You know, the band, the house band that they use, on point. Let me say on point. They practice with the artists, you know, the day before the show. And you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know that they were new to each other. They just blend so well. But the talent is so good, and it's not just the vocals. They really put on a great show. It starts at a specific time. It ends at a specific time. Each artist, you know, group gets a certain amount of time, and it doesn't go past, you know, and it's just really on point. And I really appreciate the professionalism. Jodine is the host of the show, great, great host. She always acknowledges the artist, what she knows about the artist, to, you know, telling you that you need to step up and support them, you know, that's buying their merchandise and all of that is something that helps support the craft. We never question spending money and supporting a mainstream artist, never. You know, but for some reason, people question and hesitate in digging in their pocket when it comes to supporting underground independent artists. And please, please know that it is not just musical talents that I support. I support all art forms. You know, I have friends that are chefs. I have painter friends. I have author friends. I started out as Lady Flava being a book reviewer. You know, So my love, you know, really, really started with literature and spoken word. And then it just kind of grew. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. This is really exciting for me to be Lady Flava. It's not always easy. You know that I can be opinionated if you follow me. But I love being Lady Flava. This is just an exciting life that God just kind of put in my lap. I'm embarrassed. I am not really sure how to say this particular artist's name, and I don't know if I can have a phone conversation with the gentleman who represents him, but I'm going to say his name is Avia, and this track is called Goodbye, and it features Robert Glasper.
Hope it was good for you, like it was good for me. The time is coming, gone. I've had you stay, but now I'm due. Let's say goodbye. Goodbye. I may have been a fool, but not the sky so well. Salted wounds will take the time to mend. Weep a loving to the test. You've taken plenty, my cup is empty. Where's my fear? Let's say goodbye.
That I know how to say this artist's name. That's something that I'm realizing, you know, when I get tracks and I've actually never talked either to their artist or their representative, I'm not really sure, but I'm going to say Abia. I believe that he's got a show coming up on March 9th, and I'll get more information from his representative and get that out now that they joined the Flava News movement. So amazing talents that are coming my way. New talents are coming my way, and it's very exciting, very, very exciting. I realize that so far I've only played men, you know, this morning. I don't know if that's just the theme I'm going with, but, you know, let me break it up. I'm going to take you out to the ATL. This is a young lady that I've been connected to for a few years now, and I love her voice. And I'm going to play So Good by Laura Bell.
Oh,
right, Miss Laura Bell out of the ATL with her track So Good. How are you feeling this morning? We've only got about 10 minutes left in the show. I hope you are doing well. I hope this just kind of help you get your day started. It's early here. I know it's not so early where some of you are that are listening, but, you know, I thank you so much for tuning in today and every Wednesday to Morning Coffee with Flava. It's one of the top hit shows that I do. The coffee house shows are the top hit shows. It's interesting to me. I thought maybe the listening parties would be, but Flava Coffee House and then Morning Coffee with Flava have been getting tremendous amount of hits, especially to the archives, and the listens are coming from around the globe. So I appreciate everybody that tunes into Flava News Radio. You make this work. And as you can see, I am connected to some amazing talents. Some come directly to me as individual talents. Others come through their managers and promoters, publicists. They come different ways. But I appreciate everybody that's a part of what I do, you know, and allow me to be a part of what you do also. As I stated earlier, I started out as Lady Flava as a book reviewer, and I'm very, very grateful. And it's so funny because my foundation of that is here with me this morning hanging out. So, again, a big shout-out to Lost Soul, an amazing writer, an amazing man, period, and a great friend. He's never left my side, but his book is called Sacred Ground. He's an amazing writer. It's a different twist. It's a very different twist. It's the setting is a small town in Mississippi, and you know, some of the things that are taking place that you just don't even know about. You know, there's a dark side to it. You know, kind of like zombie type stuff to it. You know, murder and mayhem. I mean, it's it lots of twists and turns. So if you like a book that will take you there and kind of keep you on your toes, Sacred Ground is a great book by Timothy Hollins, Lost Soul. And I was trying to get Poe to call in. You know, he is the author of Poison Ivy. He's got many books kind of in the works that I've been blessed to be a part of in some shape or form. I'm looking forward to his next book coming out, but he's like, I'm writing a scene right now, Flav. I'll try to call in, you know, if you're still on the air. So you ran out of time, Poe. You can't call in today, but maybe another show you can call in. If you are a reader, you know what? Facebook has a lot of great unknown authors out there. It's a great place to find a way to, you know, get your read on. And the books don't cost that much. You know, I personally like hard copies. I'm just going to say it. I like hard copies of books. I need to get a Kindle Fire. One day I'll do that. And I read my first ebook, you know, by Barbara Grosvenor. It was a great experience. I read it off of my phone, though. So I need something larger than that. And it's so inexpensive. If you have the capability of reading an ebook, that's really an inexpensive way to get your read on, and you can do it anywhere. Just carry, you know, your Kindle, your tablet, your cell phone, you know, with you, and be able to pull it out, and it leaves you where you left off. You don't have to go thumbing through and worry about losing your marker and all of that. So I definitely see the purpose of the ebooks and the tablets and all that. I just still like to hold the book. I do. I like to hold the book. I like the whole experience of it. But again, go check out Facebook if you're looking for a book to read, because you can find some great, great writings right there. I know it's so easy to go to the grocery store or go to the bookstore and pick up a book. But if you really love reading, think about supporting an unknown author. Trust and believe. You can find some great reading that way. I'm all about waving my leopard pom-poms for those unknown artists out there, the ones that are not in the spotlight, the ones that maybe you don't know about. And I'm blessed to now be connected to some of the artists that are out there a little bit more, that some people do know their name. And I'm grateful for that experience because it is a learning experience. But really think about it. You know, when you say that you believe an artist, show your support by going beyond those words and saying, you know, you're amazing, or that was amazing, or what a great read, or, oh, I loved your show. Tell other people about it. Make sure that you pay your $10 to support, whether it's going to their show or buying their product or whatever. You know, dig in your pocket a little bit, because if you think about it, it takes a lot of time and money to create. It really does. I mean, even for us to have phones and internet service and computers and all of that to even come together the way that we do here at the coffee house on Flava News Radio, it costs money to do that. And I think that people don't recognize that. When artists go into studios, whether they have to purchase their own equipment and programs to record what they do or go into a physical studio, that all costs money. When you take the time to sit and write hours and hours and months and, you know, and sometimes even years, that process, the time that went into creating that book, you know, to get it formatted, to get it edited, to get it pressed and printed, that all takes money. And the artists, most of the artists do not recoup, even come near to recouping what they put into creating something for your enjoyment. So please think about that the next time you are around an unknown artist who is really needing your support and many support to get out there. You know, go beyond just saying that was a great experience. Tell other people about them. You know, make sure that you spend your money to support, you know, their product, their project, you know, whatever it is that they got going on. You know, that financial support. Think about it. I'm not a smoker. I know I use this as an example all the time. But cigarettes up here, I think in Seattle, cost around $9, I've been told. And people don't think about even digging in their pocket when it comes to that. You know, a digital download for a track is 99 cents. We spend $1.79 on a soda pop up here. You know, so, and we don't think twice about that, right? So just think about it. Macklemore went platinum off of one track thrift shop. One track. He went platinum. You know, how many hits and how many people purchased that 99-cent one track by Macklemore? You know, now he's traveling the world. Now he's going on, you know, Saturday Night Live. So just think about that. I know I can preach. This is what I do. This is not necessarily what this show is about. I'm sorry I went off on my little rant or whatever, but, you know, just think about it. That's why I do what I do. I've got great talents, as you can hear, that come my way that I can share with you, and I'm blessed. I'm very, very blessed. So I hope, again, that this, you know, kind of help start your day, help motivate you, help you feel good, bring some sunshine into your life. I hope I didn't ramble on and rant too much this morning for you, because that was not in my intention. The Coffee House Show is all about just saying good morning to you, wishing you a great day. If somebody wants to call and chime in with me, that's always a great experience. But as you can tell, I know how to talk and carry on a conversation with myself. So thank you again so much for tuning in to Morning Coffee with Flava. I'm going to leave you with a piece by an artist. Her name is Kanya Doss, and I'm going to play Just Me. Take care, God bless, and we'll meet again next Wednesday, okay? Thank you.
and I sure haven't done everything right. If I could, I would please everybody. That would make me perfect, and it's not me. I know I'm moody when I don't need just another side of me. Take it or leave it, I say with no apology.
Living in a complex world, I'm just me.